Callum is with his friends Charisse, Layla, and Cole for a much-needed weekend getaway from their hectic office jobs in the city. Callum is excited to unwind in nature, without the pressure of deadlines and overbearing executives that run his day-to-day life. He sits on the floor with his friends in the gorgeous Airbnb that they rented for the weekend, smoking, drinking, having a good time. Charisse has just revealed that she packed mushrooms for everybody to take, but that they shouldn't take them until their old friend from college, Nadia, arrives so that they can all experience their trips at the same time. Callum isn't sure if he'll take the mushrooms, sipping his cold beer and eyeing the pile of twisted fungi on the table skeptically. He turns when the front door opens and a beautiful woman walks in. Her hair is long and silky, her features striking, intimidating, gorgeous. Her skin is glowing in the dappling sunlight as she stands panting in an oversized sweater that goes down to right above her knees, ripped tights underneath.
She's panting a bit, pulling her duffel up the flight of stairs leading to the B&B, but the sweat merely swathes her in a delightful, dewy sheen. She beams at Charisse and immediately scooches in beside Callum at the coffee table, eyes locked on the shrooms. She then grins at Callum, a welcoming grin, as she reaches for a handful of the mushrooms, bringing them to her pink mouth. Everyone follows suit except Callum. Nadia notices the handsome stranger beside her, with his strong muscles hidden beneath an understated long-sleeved tee, his strong jaw, and sparkling eyes. She can tell he's never done shrooms before, and that he needs some support on this journey.
Callum considers this gorgeous tornado who just tore into the room without even a hello or formal greeting, the kind of free-spirited behavior that he hasn't experienced close up in far too long. He nods. He's scared, but he knows that he would regret not taking the chance to spend the whole day by her side. She then grabs him the last handful of mushrooms, bringing it to his mouth. More playful than pushy, he looks deep into her eyes and opens his mouth for her, his strong tongue extending, reaching for the foul-tasting drugs. He swallows them down gingerly, hiding the disgust as best that he can. She offers him some water from a bottle at her side, and after he takes a sip, she presses on his chest. He lays back onto the shag rug beneath them tentatively. Nadia and their friends all do the same.
Callum sits up, suddenly seeing that the sun has lowered and that Charisse, Layla, and Cole are nowhere to be found. He feels a deep dread all the way down in the pit of his stomach. He turns and sees Nadia, the woman from before, dancing to music emanating from the sound system. She sees him and dances towards him. He is hypnotized by the movement of her body, her swinging hips, her flexing toes, her flailing arms. It's beautiful, like he can feel her dancing under his skin.
She offers him a hand and he reaches out, but she's so far away. She laughs at first. Callum is scared, but then he laughs too. His laughter seems to propel him upward, reaching her hand and standing with her guidance. She spins him with her hand and his body is so awake as they wiggle together to the music. They interlace both hands and fingers, making silly faces and giggling as they go.
He feels so free, but so secure and safe in her arms. He wants her closer, and so he pulls her into him as they slow dance against one another, the music slowing down with them, almost warping to their very movements.
Callum feels connected to Nadia, like he's known her in another life. She feels like sunshine in his arms, not only to Callum. Nadia feels herself warming, emanating heat just by being near him. She wishes she could feel his skin on hers, but she has a better idea.
Nadia has led Callum out into the woods next to the Airbnb. They are watching the sun fall down through the leaves. They are trying to catch the light, to put it back in the sky, but it won't stay, so they laugh instead. Nadia throws some orange and red leaves from the ground onto Callan's head, and the leaves stroke his face as they descend in a sparkle. Nadia's face is all he can focus on. It is his anchor. He cups her face, and Nadia can feel his strong hands melt into her face. In her eyes, Callum is glowing, radiating beams of good energy that she wishes to taste. She brings her lips to his, and he tastes delicious. Her lips on his relieve a heavy weight Callum has been carrying. Nadia reaches for his hand, and they run through the woods, back towards the Airbnb, whooping like kids, sprinting across an ascending path of leaves and sunset and crisp air.
They reached the stairs to the Airbnb, both out of breath. Callum looks up at the stairs, and his eyes widen as he sees the stairs stretch on and on. He falls to his knees, as if he might cry, certain they could never get back inside. Nadia holds his head against her sweater, and he kisses her stomach through the fabric. His hands are secured around her thighs, kisses down across her ripped tights, biting and sucking slightly, massaging her skin. She sighs. Each kiss pulses through her body like an electric wave.
He kisses back up her body, over the woolly sweater as it tickles his mouth, until he reaches the promised land of her lips. His hands slide up under her sweater and find a pair of short, high-waisted jean shorts. He grabs her ass from underneath, and they both feel on fire. They turn and look at the stairs, the sun now just having set. Callum is relieved to see that the stairs are now a normal length as he and Nadia trudge up them, the music from the Airbnb beckoning them back inside.
They reach the living room, where there's still no sign of their friends. Nadia kicks off her boots and Callum his shoes. Callum's body still feels on fire. He pulls at his long-sleeved t-shirt, unsuccessfully, trying to free himself. He feels like he might explode, and his fingers have forgotten how to work.
Nadia pulls his shirt over his head, revealing his impressive chest and arms. Sweat glistens across his skin, and his musk smells heavenly. Nadia raises his arm and inhales his scent from his armpit. Callum's fingers seem to work again, and he slips the sweater up over Nadia's head. Beneath, she wears only a black sheer bra, the tiny shorts, and ripped tights. They press their bodies together, kissing and becoming one. Callum still feels too hot, and Nadia begins to run her tongue along his chest, around his nipples, down his abdomen, cooling him off as she moves to her knees. She's face to face with his erection, hard through his sweatpants. She licks the outside of his sweatpants.
She looks up at him, and they both know what they have to do. What they feel destined to do in this hallucinogenic state. They must truly collide, writhing and riding together until their bodies simply combust with pleasure. Nadia rises, jumping into Callum's arms. She hooks her legs around his waist, and he carries her to one of the bedrooms of the Airbnb.
Callum kisses Nadia's neck as he opens the door to the bedroom and walks to the bed. The bed seems to have become an ocean, and so he dives in, with Nadia wrapped around him, swimming until he finds a shore to lie her down on her back. He is between her legs and unbuttons her shorts, pulling them off and throwing them into the sea beyond the bed below. He kneels above her, struck by the beauty of her body. She writhes beneath him, needing his touch on her body.
Callum nods, his hands caressing her breasts through her sheer bra and moving down her body, between her legs and over her ripped tights and the wet black panties underneath. She gasps, feeling him there, right where she wants him, and knows that she needs him deeper. He feels it too. He flips her onto her stomach, ripping open her tights and devouring her bare ass with his tongue and mouth. He slides down her panties just enough to burrow his nose and mouth deep into her ass cheeks and legs.
He says this into Nadia's pussy, his words echoing and vibrating throughout her whole body, then swirled and sucked on by his tongue and lips. He spreads her legs wider, delving deeper and getting lost in the joy he finds, while he lets her moans and gasps swaddle him like a weighted blanket.
He kneels behind her, sliding down his sweatpants and briefs beneath to reveal his hard cock. Ready, eager, sparking in the moment, they hold their breath as he fills Nadia. They exhale together, relieved to finally be one, to experience this trip while fully and deeply inside of one another.
Nadia feels his thrusts in every atom of her being. He cups her breasts, massaging them until they both see stars, constellations of them. He pulls out, turning her back around and stuffing her with his cock, pressing his body deep into hers. Their souls are indistinguishable, completely one. The two of them ride their trip out while their bodies collide, explore, and combust with ecstasy and enlightenment.
Thank you. Thank you.